Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And that was Elizabeth Hepburn singing Children of Light. Tonight is a teaching program, and I'm going to be talking about the election and about our growth and moving into a place of ascension. If you're comfortable listening to it, that's great. But if it makes you uncomfortable and you want to turn it off, go right ahead. My focus is to help everyone grow within. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce from Visions of Reality. I am the author of many books. One is called Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension. Since we are there, and since we've been accessing the fifth dimension for more than 3 years now, because the energy is being sprayed on this planet, and it's wonderful, the fifth dimension energy is a double helix. We're all being asked to grow and ascend and move and shift into a new consciousness. This is not easy. And making this video is not easy. For what I'm about to tell you might be shocking for you, as it was for me. However, since I have very good streaming messages come in from the other side, I will share it with you. The difficulty to give this message to you has made me hesitate because I want this message to sound normal without a charge, without a trigger, just information. I'm hoping that you can listen and take in the information and then make your own decisions. If this video angers you, or makes you angry with me and the message, that's okay. Just turn it off. It's all right. There's no need to listen if it makes you upset or feel frustration or violence. I do encourage you to take a deep breath, find the white light, surround yourself with it, and settle into your body. Allow yourself to open your heart and your mind, and then just listen. Begin to release any labels, feelings of duality, right or wrong, good or bad, left or right, Democrat or Republican, and just vibrate with the message. Try to release what you have been programmed to believe. And just see what your body tells you. See what resonates as truth with you. Allow it. Allow yourself to expand. Absorb the information. And let it roll around inside for a while to see where it lands. This information that I'm bringing forth is coming from a higher dimension. The consciousness of light. Light beings that go way beyond this planet, this earth, and this solar system. You have a higher dimension consciousness, as do I. However, we are now in a physical body, and this is the process of ascension. These light beings are working hard around the world. They are not in a physical body, and so they have the ability to see the whole picture from a higher perspective, the current earth plan, and can help and guide us to what is really going on in this confusion, in this time of great change and great upsets and great restrictions. The higher dimensions, our light beings, vibrate to a higher frequency. My teacher is Mentor. And he goes way beyond the third dimension. And he's dwelling with the locus of the great masters. He messages me telepathically through thought, through light. Energetically, this message fills my entire body and the energy remains within me. Sometimes this can be very difficult. I have to take breaks and sleep a while and then get back at it. Sometimes when I sleep, I get refilled with more messages and more light. This is the case of the message that's coming through me now. Although the messages can come through at any time, I am usually in a safe place when they happen. I asked Mentor why I should make a video for the world to see about this subject. Why am I being asked to do this when so many others are doing so? And the answer were two things. One, human beings are conditioned to be polarized and live in a duality. Good or bad, pretty or ugly, right or wrong, okay, not okay. There's no shades of gray, nothing in between, left or right, Democrat or Republican. The ascension process and higher waves of light that arrived on the planet in 2012 are demanding all of this dark energy, the dark forces, to be broken up and removed from the planet Earth. We are in a battle with this all over the world. Many on this Earth plane are working very hard with higher dimension-like beings to break up and shift this intergalactic energy force and bring us into a higher consciousness, the fourth dimension, and then the fifth dimension. And number two is to stop the division that is feeding the consciousness that we are breaking up and disintegrating. The lower, darker energies that have been on this planet for thousands and thousands of years is what is being broken up, alchemizing and shifting. This has created a massive division, which is very normal for this process. When we stay in this division with our strong opinions and fears, we are holding on to the darkness. We are feeding that which we are working hard to shift and remove. We are believing and playing into the hands of the dark forces as we listen to what we are being told about our current president. Their lies, deceits, playing games, and power struggles abide. This dark, dense consciousness is splitting our country, causing fear, anger, and some danger. Violence and corruption and abuse on a massive scale, sexual, mental, emotional, and physical abuse. This form of mind control has been happening to humans collectively for thousands of years. This is the consciousness that is breaking up and being alchemized right now. There is a massive divide within this darkness. You either believe the darkness or you don't believe it. You either agree or disagree, truth or fiction, news or fake news. What is it that you believe? I am giving you this gift today for you to use discernment and get out of the separation from the light. Remove yourself and allow yourself to ascend. This will enable you to see from a much higher perspective what is actually occurring out of a higher consciousness level, along with the players that are doing a courageous and huge job with this cleanup. It isn't easy. I ask you, as you listen, to let go of names and judgments. Trump, Pence, Republican, Democrat. See this as a consciousness being broken up and dispersing. It was last fall when I received the information that Donald J. Trump was a massive and powerful light worker. I was in Austin at that time, working on completing my latest book, Backstage. That helped me to realize what is going on behind the scenes. To say that I was shocked is putting it mildly. Shocked to be made aware of what this human being, Donald J. Trump, has been doing for the entire human race, as well as for the collective consciousness. This man has more light charge around him, the higher fifth dimension energies, than most any other human being walking this planet today. As for his personality, oh, yeah, boy, wow. You either like him or you don't.
However, he has this personality that is required to put him in the place where he is now, in order to do what he came on earth the plane to do. He is here to dismantle and crumble the culture and systems that have been so ingrained into our culture, and it is almost impossible to imagine that they are actually being crumbled and dismantled. After last night's debate in Ohio, the path for Trump seems even more difficult. However, some good points were made about the battle that this country is facing. The word Constitution wasn't mentioned among the screaming and fighting with regard to SCOTUS nomination and the upcoming appointment. That may have helped him answer a few questions if he had said, "It's the constitutional law that I'm following." But let me ask you this. If you took a job and your boss and your colleagues kept criticizing and criticizing you every single minute of every single day for anything and everything, if everything was made wrong constantly, how would you feel? And how would you act over a period of more than 3.5 years? Could you keep your cool? We are coming quickly into a time of very critical decisions. The question is this: do we want to continue living in a democratic country with a unique set of laws, an upstanding and strong constitution that has worked for 250 years, or move into socialism, lower the country's standards, allow our countrymen to be overrun and forced to serve and put up with the elites? The United States of America is the best country in the world, and most of us want to keep it that way. The only way to crumble them and break them apart is to stand in the middle of them. And that is exactly what the President of the United States is doing. He is standing in the middle of these dark, dark systems surrounded by individuals that have been perpetrating this, controlling the people, doling out these massively large, dense paradigms, greed, lies, sexual misconduct, and much, much more that we can't even imagine. They are using satanic rituals, mind control with technology, in a way that would blow our minds if we were aware. These are the things that are breaking up right now, and this president is standing in the middle of it all, while it's all breaking apart. God has released Satan and all of his angels onto the earth to be removed forever. There is no mistake that this person has a massive amount of hate surrounding him. The individuals that are being taken down by him, these dark, dark energies, these lower frequencies that are being taken down by him, are standing right next to him. They know what he's doing. They see it. They understand, and they are scared. So they get louder and louder with their anger, their rage, and their fear, their insults, their criticisms, and their lies. The way they do this is through the media and by manipulating the human collective consciousness. So here we have a human being that is hated. Deeply, deeply hated. He understands that because he understands what his role is and his divine purpose. I asked Mentor, "Does Donald Trump know who he is?" He told me that Mr. Trump isn't quite aware. He knows he has a purpose and a mission that is beyond anything that we can understand. He is focused and he knows what he's here to do. He's aware that he is breaking apart the political system. If you listen to him, he is neither Democratic or Republican. He is for the people, and he has said that many, many times. However, this is a consciousness video. This is not a political statement. Please remember that. Please try to view it that way. This is not political. However, Donald J. Trump is breaking apart the political system, the economic system, the educational system, and the entertainment and media system, as well as the scientific system. The reason we are all having a hard time with this is because these are the systems that we grew up with, that we know, that are familiar, and that we understand. We are comfortable with them, and we are familiar with them, and we don't realize how much is being taken and stolen and ripped from us because we have been complacent with them.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with BBS Radio. Let's find out. And now it's time for a break to listen to our weekly cosmic tip. But I will be back with more information on the other side. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of October 5th through October 11th, 2020. Mars in Aries continues to be retrograde all month. It's retrograde September 9th through November 13th. It's time to get ready for your 2021 battle plan. With changing priorities due to the virus and not necessarily knowing what's coming next, it's important to make space for whatever is coming. Venus passes through cleansing Virgo from October 2nd to October 27th and helps you clear the clutter and get organized. Mercury is turning retrograde in Scorpio on October 13th, then moving backwards into Libra on October 27th, until he ends his retrograde cycle on November 3rd, which is election day, and is not a good indicator for any error-free elections. I'm sure there will be multiple problems, and it will take 2 to 3 to 4 weeks before we know who wins the presidential election. The new moon in Libra on the 16th makes a challenging square to Jupiter, Pluto, and Saturn in Capricorn. This just adds to the problems we have seen all year with the virus, riots, and global warming issues. But cheer up, because there is an exciting blue moon, full moon, in Taurus on Halloween. Pluto ends his retrograde cycle that has been going on since April, on Sunday. So all three planets in the rare and challenging Capricorn sign are aligned, and they start to lighten up and pick up picking up the positive energetic pace, keeping in mind that Mars is still retrograde and Mercury turns retrograde on October 13th. Currently, talkative Mercury is moving in to oppose Uranus on Wednesday the 7th. This could bring some surprising and unexpected news and or increase your anxiety levels and nervous tension. Get ready to deal with the unexpected and slightly wacko energies of this opposition because these planets will clash again in the next 5 weeks. This can bring forth brilliant and innovative ideas or scattered, way out there thinking. The trick is to know the difference. As always, but especially true this week, don't believe everything you hear the politicians say, including conspiracy promoters. Go easy Thursday night into Friday morning as aggressive Mars moves retrograde, making a challenging square to the death and rebirth planet Pluto. It's best not to force anything under this combination. Confrontation and power struggles are on the table for Friday when Mars and Pluto square off for the second time this year. Mars has a tremendous drive, ambition, and endless energy reserves. And when it goes up against Pluto's desires for absolute power, it ignites a huge firestorm. Be on the safe side and avoid all dangerous and negative areas or conditions. Friday evening is softer as the move moves into Cancer, supporting being around loved ones and comfort food. On Saturday, the moon is void, of course, suggesting that it's not a good day for important purchases or initiating important actions. Venus does make a harmonious trine to Uranus in the afternoon, which offers excitement with your finances and love. So go out and buy that lottery ticket. This is a great energy for quick meetings with friends. Under this influence, an amazing deal could materialize out of nowhere, or it could just be a day where you enjoy your own craziness. Ease into Sunday morning as your big ideas and energy levels do not match well. The Sun-Jupiter square on Sunday the 11th is a repeat of the same energy from last April, with a second warning not to bite off more than you can chew. Do not overextend yourself. Watch your dreams Sunday evening into Monday morning, as dream planet Neptune is active. Perhaps you will have travel dreams, since the adventure planet Jupiter is positively aspecting Neptune. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now let's get back to tonight's teaching program. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now we will continue with tonight's teaching. Ascension and the USA presidential election.
When a president comes into office, they don't go against the system. They do what the president does. They follow the system. And that entails obeying the dark forces' rules. But this president is making these dark and evil systems collapse. The only way to collapse them is to go up against them one by one, dismantle them, and bring them down. Once this is accomplished, the systems can be rewritten in a fair manner and brought back in a balanced way. The only way to collapse the dark systems is to dismantle them and then redo them differently for the good of all people. That will benefit the people and not line the pockets of the enforcers of these dark systems. It really doesn't matter if you like this man or not. This is about the bigger picture. Mentor has informed me, and this is not easy for me to say to you, that Donald J. Trump will be remembered as one of the greatest way showers of our time because of what he is doing. Not only is he freeing the United States of America, but many other places worldwide, he is stopping the robbing, raping, and treachery of this country to rebuild and strengthen it again. So this isn't about voting or your political choices. It's about ascension. One of the most important pieces about this great darkness and this puzzle is that we have been controlled our entire life, every human being and every experience in life, by the elite, by the media, which is really a very small group of individuals that control other individuals, which then control other individuals. And it trickles down, much like a pyramid scheme. They have perpetuated a storyline about this individual that has created a very evil character, all for money and power. Now, I ask you to take a break. Let's take a deep breath and ask yourself, why? Why is there so much judgment and evil being spoken about this individual? Why do they hate him so much? And why do they hate the man? The hate has certainly gotten way out of hand. Why? When Mentor asked me to do some research on this man, I was floored, because what I started to see was this man has been deeply misunderstood by the mainstream media, who are afraid of having their power destroyed and dismantled. What I learned when I was doing the research was that the man was putting into place executive orders that were allowing more freedom, more rights, stopping injustices, creating more rights for those who don't presently have them, as well as correcting some very bad financial deals. He's breaking down the pharmaceutical companies so they cannot exploit us anymore. He's done so many things that are not mentioned by the mainstream media, and he has been giving back to the public. The mainstream media is holding back huge amounts of information because they are trying to control how the public views this man so they can get him out of office so that he cannot continue to dismantle these corrupt systems. This dismantling is divinely directed at this time so that we can continue with our ascension process. The evil forces want to stop the ascension process. They are doing their best to slow it down and to get rid of the higher energies so that they can continue to control us. What they have in store for mankind is not pretty. In the second part of this video, I will explain to you what they're doing and how they plan to carry it out, as well as the timeline that we're going to be going through until next March. This dark energy force has to be dismantled and broken down. There's no doubt about it. This must happen for the good of mankind, Earth, the solar system, as well as the universe. We have sunk too low. Someone in an actual human body has to do it. Someone had to begin this process of literally breaking these systems apart. Because we have been so controlled and manipulated, because it has been impossible to understand that we have been lied to for eons, it will be a challenge to accept anything that I'm saying here. I'm aware of that. And I love and respect you for not being able to accept it. I love and accept you for being able to accept it. And I love and accept you for anything in between. This is not easy. It's not easy for me to write this and present it to you. It certainly is not easy for President Trump to do what he is doing. But he is playing out a role for the human collective consciousness. It's huge. This role is huge. It's literally shifting. He's succeeding. Things are beginning to move back to the light. He's pushing and pulling the sense frequencies into the light. I ask and encourage you to listen deeper. Look up. Look high. Look through what you have been programmed and given to digest. And over and over and over again. Look at what you have been given about this man. Read many of the new books coming out. One of the best ones is called Blitz by David Horowitz. Look at other websites. Listen to him speak for yourself. But listen from a different perspective. Listen from the perspective of the starseed, the light worker that you are. Listen from the perspective that is our consciousness shifting. This is breaking apart the polarity and the division. This is breaking apart deep, dark, ingrained ways of being in order to set us free. I'm afraid we're going to lose this country. I have been afraid and concerned that we are headed towards great socialism, which would break apart the foundation of this country as well as our constitution. We are the best country in the world, the greatest country in the world. And that's why we're hated. And because of this, we need to hold fast to what our founding fathers gave us, because it works. It works. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. What is Trump saying? What is he actually saying out of his own mouth? Not the clips that you hear. Listen to the rallies. Yes, this is very challenging to hold the light, and perhaps even more challenging to know that we have been lied to for a very, very long time. The humans that are doing this are not bad. They are just playing their roles and doing what they think is best. Most of them don't even realize the web of darkness that they are in. Many of us don't realize the web of manipulation and control that we are in. But this is what ascension is all about. This is what shifting to a higher consciousness is all about. It's about pulling ourselves out of this manipulative mind-controlled web of darkness and low frequencies that has kept us all in chains. Not critically thinking and choosing, not making choices on our own, not trusting our own intuition, our own resonance, and our own energy. Why is there so much hatred for this individual? I'm not saying that this is the only truth. I'm simply encouraging you to begin to think about it. Put on your ascension glasses and look at what's going on. Where is he standing? What is he breaking down? Every system that has ever been in place. And why is he doing that? in order to shift the collective consciousness to a higher level. Listen to the words that he says at the end of every talk. You don't have to like him. You don't have to like the way he speaks. And you don't have to like the words he uses. You don't have to like his personality. Why is he the only president that has ever mentioned sex trafficking? Ever. Sex trafficking is by far the largest, darkest system that is being dismantled. Millions of young children are now in this system being tortured, along with everything else that goes on with it. There are many high-powered individuals that have partaken in this cruelty. Why is he the only president that has spoken about this? Why is he the only president that has spoken about the mainstream media the way he has? And why is that bad? Why is it bad that a president doesn't trust the media? And why is that not okay? Are we supposed to just trust everything that's given to us? When we talk about the fifth dimension consciousness, and when you talk about the new earth, you are talking about stepping into your universal love. Your universal love field. The tenth chakra. Your sovereignty. This is the place where your truth comes from you. It's not manipulation from others who have an agenda, throwing fear into the collective consciousness, the human public, over and over and over. I encourage you to listen to what is being fed to you now. How much of this is surrounded in fear? Be aware of this, because more of this is happening. Take cover. Don't go there. Stay here. How much? Be scared. How much negativity? More negativity. There's danger here. Don't go out. Don't do this. Don't go there. Don't go to church. Don't go to school. Don't go out shopping. Don't go to groups. Don't be with anyone. This is what's going on right now. And how much negativity is there being discussed around the president? That consciousness. Remember, the ascension process and breaking down this darkness and going to a higher level is not about a president. It's not about a man by the name of Donald J. Trump. The president who is courageously taking on systems that no other human being has been able to tear down and remove. Someone has to begin to break through, to tear down, and to remove these dark forces. It had to begin, and Trump has started that process. He is deeply hated by many because of this, and it is being programmed every day, this dark hate, to manipulate and control and prevent this destruction in order to keep the corrupt systems in place that he is working hard to try to dismantle. These systems that he's breaking down, light workers, are embedded in the dark, dark force energy, greed, control, fear, manipulation, power grabbing. It's not about creating a better life of freedom or speaking our truth or about standing up and having our rights, but just the opposite. Stay quiet. Stay submissive. Do what we say and listen and do what we tell you. And don't doubt us. Our truth is correct. You just listen, and anybody who tries to combat that will be ripped apart. What they are saying is evil. What they are saying is very dark. You're a bad person. You're stupid. And you're talking from the wrong side of the tracks. Whatever else they can say. Why? Why are they saying all this?
And we're going to find out why right after we take our half-hour break. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I will be back with the rest of this message right after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
If we only have love, then tomorrow will dawn, and the days of our years will rise on that morn. If we only have love to embrace without fears, we will kiss with our the little we are.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Elizabeth Hepburn singing If We Only Had Love. And now we will return to our program, Ascension and the USA Presidential Election 2020, and pick up where we left off.
Why? Why are they saying all this? This is what I am asking you to listen to, pray about, and contemplate on.
Again, the reason I am presenting this program tonight is not to put out any more fear, arguments, or debates. I am presenting this program
and this perspective in order to open up an airway for thought, to allow people to maybe think about these things. And that's it. Your resistance may trigger an anger in you because you have been listening. And for those who have listened to me this long, I honor that. And I applaud you. Thank you. This seems like almost a joke that this individual, Donald J. Trump, is the man who has been chosen to begin to break apart these systems. However, his personality and the way he has lived his life up till now is what has enabled him to do so. There is nothing more polarized than us at this time. There's nothing more polarized than the United States at this time. In order to neutralize these feelings, you need to step out of that cold, dark place, that polarization, and begin to listen, and you will begin to see everything from a higher perspective. An individual that is a higher consciousness who has stepped into a human body and is here to break up the darkness and alchemize it in order to bring the planet up to a higher collective consciousness. Who has stepped out of fear, out of mind control and manipulation, who has stepped out of following the herd instead of going within and asking questions for yourself. This power, the darkness wants to take from us, but has been not able to do so as yet. Just because someone says something, or because you say something, or because the media says something, doesn't mean it's the truth. Mentor is advising us that we are moving towards truth, freedom, safety, and abundance. We are moving towards all of that, and you don't have to believe that that's it. And you don't have to believe that this president is moving us towards it. I have a feeling as more of the days and weeks move on, that more humans will begin to understand what's really happening here. So I ask you, dig deeper. Do you see it? Thank you for listening to this message this far. And I will follow up with a calendar of what's coming between now and March of 2021. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. I am continuing my video with some important dates. As we move along these next few months, we live in the most interesting of times, and that we means you and I. Some say that we chose the time in which we live. If that's true, then we have chosen that time, which is the greatest opportunity to serve humanity. But I won't go there. I think I've explained it in the prior part of this video. Instead, just take a little look at what's going on around us. So here are some key dates in our immediate future. Last Saturday, the 26th of September 2020, there was a prayer walk in D.C. with Franklin Graham and Mike Pence. 2,000 people showed up, and many more were on Zoom or on the internet. This changed the entire energy of this upcoming election. And Trump is expected to announce Amy Coney Barrett as his Supreme Court appointment. The fat will be in the fire. Protesters are already gathering, along with resistance groups. These resistance groups are paid by the other side to cause resistance, trouble, and sometimes violence. September 29th, which is tomorrow night, we have the first presidential debate. It will be held at Case Western Reserve University and the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio. Back in my day, in the 60s, which seems like a half a century ago, it was Chicago, and the chant was, "The whole world is watching." On October 1st, the full moon in Aries, regular thumbs on the pendulum are thumping. That's how to pick up momentum, because over 40 million people won't be able to pay their rent that day. And that is on top of the same amount of people that couldn't pay it last month. Now they are 2 months behind. Try to get a feel for what's going on. On October 5th is the last day to register to vote. Lots of election talk, but elections may be irrelevant. This election is going to add to the friction and unrest that is developing. On October 7th is the vice presidential debate, the University of Utah, Salt Lake City. This circus has so many sideshows, you won't be able to watch all of the rings. On October 12th, Monday, is Thanksgiving in Canada. And the Canadians are saying they have much to be thankful for, but they won't be able to escape the repercussions that are coming their way. October 13th is the first postmark date for voting by mail. And there's a great mail controversy and sabotage and sealing and stuffing voting boxes to come. And it's going to be more than a mess. On October 15th is the second presidential debate at the Adrienne Arsch Center for the Performing Arts in Miami, Florida. Does this seem like a long time off? It's only 3 weeks away. On October 22nd is the third presidential debate at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. The debates may not be lively, but the events around them will be the most lively ever, if they even take place. On October 30th is the last postmark date for voting by mail. Mail versus in-person voting. Trust the voting madness versus trusting the post office and local government bureaucracy that will be going on. November 3rd, Election Day. Due to the expected widespread use of mail-in voting, it is possible a winner may not be known for days as states tally the ballots. Also, be careful going to the voting booth. Please be aware. There could be violence. There could be shooting. There could be anger and more trouble at the voting booth. Best to do an absentee ballot. An absentee ballot is the easiest one to do to make sure that your vote is honestly counted. November 10th, 1 week past elections, could be a great disappointment in some parts because the answers may still be unknown and more than likely will still be unknown. November 15th, things should now be accepted, but they won't be. Because I don't think that it'll be accepted until we get to the December 13th eclipse. Or the change of energies from Capricorn into Aquarius mid-December. November 26th is the Thanksgiving Day in the United States. This calls for peace and turkey. And there may be a shortage of both. December 7th, special Sunday. It was special in 1941. It was a day of infamy, and I'm reading on many websites that the day may be special again. And for the same reason. On December 14th, members of the Electoral College will cast their ballots for president. Under the U.S. system, the winner of each state's popular vote earns the state's electoral votes, which are apportioned by the population, but maybe not. There's a phenomenon called unfaithful electors, which will probably be the way it goes this time. December 25th is Christmas Day. May it be joyful for everyone. Then we get to January 6, 2021. Congress meets at 1 p.m. in Washington to count the electoral votes and declare the winner of the presidential election of 2020. Usually in these modern times, it's more of a formality. But this year, it is possible that we still won't know, or the results won't be accepted by the other side. January 2021 is Inauguration Day. We can hope. The winner and his running mate are supposed to be sworn in as president and vice president. This crazy calendar that I have created has a great possibility of being totally irrelevant and unconnected to reality. None of the above takes place in a vacuum. The American election, while important, is only one of the many confrontations that are going on in the world. Political, economic, military, forest fires, floods, assassinations, accidents, death, and catastrophes. And COVID-19, so-called pandemic, which has now become a battleground for the control of the human race. But this is true. This virus has led to global social and economic disruption, resulting in what may be recognized by then as the largest economic recession ever, combined with a monetary collapse, social collapse in the form of race riots and a Cold War that, compared to the previous one, will make it seem like it was springtime in the Rockies. Or we may be coming out of all this in a glorious springtime and be ever so grateful for having come through it all. I expect a virus vaccine to be here by March. But I doubt it will all work out that way. Little things like the U.S. budget didn't even get mentioned. When once they were in the headlines every day, the federal debt has become totally irrelevant. I have no idea what a collapsing world system will look like, but I think we're all about to find out.
And now we have come to the end of tonight's program. Next week, we're going to have Frank St. James on, and he will be giving readings, and it will be a call-in show. Please get ready for our meditation. We will be meditating with the light, and then we will end the program with wonderful music by Richard Schulman. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you. Thank you tonight, especially for listening, and I'll see you next week. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for the healing meditation that will help raise your frequency vibration. Raising your vibration into the fifth dimension is to live an amazing life. In order to do that, you need to break through the conditional response of fear that we have all been brought up with and that has been with the planet since almost the beginning of the planet. We have come to a time when this really counts. Yes, it seems crazy out there, but it's really not. It's just that all the outmoded negative life's ups and downs are being broken down and split apart. Do not allow yourself to be sucked into this frightening energy. As a child, we were taught to fuss and whine when we wanted our own way. And we have brought that into our adult life. We haven't realized that as we grow older, we need to leave our childish ways. We can communicate instead of taking a negative action to gain a response or to get our own way. We use the childish feelings, behavior. At this time, as we enter the fifth dimension, we must change our thinking process and how we think about our life. We are being tested. The history of life on earth is that people prey on the weak people to get what they want. When a friend or a boss yells at you and reprimands you, it's not anything to do with you. They are angry at something that they're angry at, which has nothing to do with you. You're simply a scapegoat where they can drop their negative feelings and anger. Something else is going on around them, and the anger becomes a great expression to vent on you. What's going on in this country has nothing to do with the real issues, because real issues never require anger or violence. The riots and anger is an age-old excuse, the old way of handling things so that you can behave badly. When a window gets broken and a small store is looted, the people that you are supposedly defending may be put out of business. Looting and breaking windows has nothing to do with peace, protesting, or justice. That's an excuse. It's the behavior that we have used for centuries and eons, and it has to stop. Who does the bully pick on? The biggest guy? No. They pick on the weakest. But the bully has issues, and they want to prove how good they are. And these issues have nothing to do with who they pick on. It is very important in the next 4 years that we stay centered, at peace, and change our focus. We change our focus from fear and what's going to happen to me to I am a powerful individual, I am a light worker, and I work in love, peace, and harmony. Right now, people use frustration for their own personal agendas. And this has to stop. This has to change. The world is changing. Here's what we can do about it. Here's where we can grow. We'll stop acting like babies because we are now holding the power that we did not know about years ago. We would actually go into a challenging situation and do the same things that are being done now. Negative times negative equals negative. Nothing gets accomplished, and terrible destruction is left behind. You hold the power of the oneness, and you act on that power of the oneness. And this is done with total peace, no judgment, and not being sucked into the confusion and anger and hostility of those around you. A riot is a riot, and nothing has changed. Oh, but wait. What about you? What has changed? What can change? You have the power to change. And what you have the power to change is your reaction. Of course there's bad behavior. It's always hanging around for a reaction. And when you give it the reaction, the baby gets fed. That is what we do to manipulate and control. The Lord said, "The meek shall inherit the earth." It's here. It's now. Our spiritual tests begin now. And there's much more to come. 3 eclipses in 30 days and 4 years of destruction before reconstruction. We as light workers must create the peace that can and will change the outcome. It will change everything. So join me as we embrace spiritual frontiers with a new way of loving and a new way of remaining in love, peace, and harmony. On the basis that I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. You are a child of light. You are experiencing different vibrations and frequencies on this earth plane. And your mission now is to raise everything up to a higher frequency where you don't need physical power. You don't need weapons because you hold the power. You hold the power within yourself. There are other people who have brought down nations because they used peace. There is no outer power that can battle that truth and win. When you see the upsets and disturbances in the world, don't go into fear, because that's exactly what they desire. Why do you think it's being done? To instill peace. Why do you think it's being done? To instill fear. If someone really wanted peace, there would be no violence. If someone really wanted peace, there would be no violence and no destruction. It's a camouflage for something else that's going on. A distraction to get what they want when they really want it. Don't get sucked into this. There is power in prayer. There is power in positive communication. When you begin to meditate and you begin to practice lifting your vibration and focusing on love, peace, and harmony, focusing on the fifth dimension. There's a lot going on backstage, and this has shifted for us. But now, there's a lot going on backstage, which has really shifted the entire world. But now, we have the violence. Now that we have the violence, a whole new paradigm is starting. It's a different ball game. It's scary. Don't feed it. Don't fuel it. You're being tested. Don't go into the lower frequencies. When you say it's real and that it's a threat to you, it becomes that. Things like, I don't like my job. Rich people are evil. The frequency is very low. And your belief system becomes that. And when you sense you're going back into the fear, just say to yourself, here we go again. The structures are tumbling. People are behaving badly with different agendas in the background, and I am not going to fuel it anymore. The meek shall inherit the earth. Some small monk in Tibet can take down any nation. When you choose to be in the higher frequencies, you fear nothing. You are indestructible. When you are in the higher frequencies, you fear nothing. You are indestructible. Embrace that truth. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. You are not the body. You have no illness. You have no violence. Nothing can destroy you. The higher the frequency, the more you are allowed to enter into your life, and the higher the frequency, the more you allow this balance and this beauty to enter your life. And the more you work with it and do not allow the lower frequencies to bring you fear. By refusing the more you work with it and don't allow the lower frequencies to bring you fear. When you refuse to feed the lower dimensions, it will no longer control your reality. The old frequencies that we are exploiting from within keep you feeling trapped. We have been controlled by them. We believe that they can harm us. We feel it. Fear is a negative emotional reaction. It says you don't have any power. Something in the material world is stronger. This is real and I cannot change it. And that's how you give your power away. It creates a situation, an energy that is negative. An entire belief system that is the sum of your thoughts and beliefs. That's all it is. It's energy. And then you think, okay, what am I going to do about this? Begin with, I know who I am. Begin with, I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. I am a universal energetic being. No, you don't have to sit home. If you want to take an action, then focus on taking an action by doing things that are peaceful. That is how we're going to clear this up. That is how we are going to put our town, environment, state, and country back together again by building a loving and supportive community. Take a deep breath and realize that the people who are out there demonstrating and being destructive and destroying are not your friends when it comes to living on a peaceful planet. They are not a high frequency. So it doesn't matter. What are you? What are we? No matter what, no matter who, no matter what color, no matter what religion, no matter your education level, no matter how much money you have everything. You have everything. You are a light being. You are here experiencing these incidents on Earth. You are a frequency, a very high frequency, and that's it. After you drop the body, you become a frequency of light. The universe doesn't judge. The universe doesn't judge what that is. It just recognizes the frequency. When you go into the loving and harmony, when you go into the living in harmony phase, you are creating. When you go into the loving and harmony stage, you are creating universal oneness. If you know this, you won't go into the energy of trying to separate people by judging them and hurting them. So pull back and put your attention to where it needs to be, to the higher frequencies. Meditate, have morning prayer, create togetherness in your home and in your community, which will bring harmony. Focus on living on a peaceful planet, a planet that chooses to live in love, peace, and harmony. This is your new mission. All of this is a test. I have told you this would be happening, and it will continue to do so. But we can hold out for 4 years. All are being tested. Other forms of the lower frequencies will evolve. Much more will be happening in all areas of our life. It will hit, it will create separation, it will create illness, it will affect finances. But the most important thing is that when we get through it all, it's going to affect how we treat one another. It will all finally dissolve, but only if you focus on the most peaceful, loving, respectful, and devotional areas of living. Respect one another. By respecting one another, put your focus on the higher frequencies and remember that you are in a test pattern. You are becoming a master student. So this is it, kid. Will you become one of the meek? Meek is knowledgeable. Meek is a knowledgeable, wise, clever person who holds power beyond human imagination. They don't need the material world to hold the power because that's not where it comes from. When you go within and use it, it will change your outer world. When you go within and realize that it's just an experience from living here, and know that you're being tested, much like temperance, and know that you are being tested, much like temperance. Remember and always be aware that stealing and taking items out of a store you have just destroyed has nothing to do with a protest. It's just blatant negative behavior. Put your attention and focus where it needs to be the most useful. I am an amazing human being. I'm using all of my inner strength to show us how this, I'm using all my inner strength to show us what this is all about and how to deal with it now. I promise you that this will become the biggest challenge of your life. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Expect many changes and expect a new energy that's coming into your life. You are reloading your energy. This energy is benign, it's of a higher frequency, and it will bring you balance, love, peace, and harmony. Take another deep breath. Closing your eyes, looking at the light on your third eye. Let the light expand. Let it expand throughout your mind, that beautiful amber gold. And know who you are, that you are a child of God, that you are an energetic being in the universe, and that you hold a power beyond human imagination. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Have a peaceful night and let this energy envelop you throughout the upcoming turbulent days.
Thank you.